We check in every Thursday morning just after 7:35 with Jenny Vaughn. She is the chancellor at Ivy Tech. Jenny, good morning. How are you?
Fantastic. How about yourself?
You're one of the loneliest people in town this morning. I hear you don't root for the Cubs. My goodness, our meetings are at 4:15, so if you'd like to bring a covered dish, that's great. We'll sit around and get ready for next year's baseball season, have a little hot stove talk.
Wait, baseball's over? What happened?
There was a game last night.
I promise you.
But we're here to talk about educational issues. We've got all winter to talk about who's going to be the starting pitcher and who's the new third baseman. We can do all of that. Ivy Tech, always busy times. Keith, what do we have on
I don't know how you do it, Jenny, because it's just always stuff going on. And Saturday is amazing. And I want to invite people to come out for the robotics part of it, but it's Super Science Saturday.
Oh, my gosh, on Saturday on campus, on our main campus and also at the Indiana Center for the Sciences right behind the main building, we have three different fun and educational events going on, and everything is free, open to the public. So we have, like you mentioned, Super Science Saturday and the 11th Annual Robotics Competition Contest, and we have Manufacturing Day. So starting with Manufacturing Day, that'll be on the main campus. We are inviting anybody to come on in, families. It's a kid-friendly, it's family-friendly event where you can hear about all kinds of manufacturing careers and the degrees that go along with them. We have people in our community in the manufacturing business like TOSIS who will be there to speak to people about what it takes to get a job at a place like TOSIS. You know, we in the area of manufacturing, we offer so many different degrees. Electrical engineering, engineering technology, heating and air conditioning, automation and robotics technology. The list goes on and on and on. So that is happening on campus. And at the same time on main campus is the 11th Annual Robotic Contest. We have more than 120 middle school and high school students coming and representing over 31
teams. They're from all over the state.
12 schools. And from 9 different Indiana counties,
yeah,
all over the state. It is going to be a wild, fun, you know,
and those kids take that serious as a heart attack for them.
Oh, my gosh. The robotics contest,
yes,
kids are incredible. The teams and, you know, it's just so much fun. They've been working on this, you know, from the beginning of school, when school started in August, and getting their robots ready to compete.
And it's free, and anybody
really
can come and see
free.
It.
Free.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's totally free.
Can we tailgate before?
Yeah, tailgate party in the parking lot.
That's right. That's right. Before it starts.
And
I also heard the Cubs were coming to campus.
There you go.
The other thing is you got three different admissions activities.
Yeah, but before I talk about that, I wanted to talk about the Super Science Saturday that's also happening. Okay, because this is a great, great event, especially for young children.
This is double-barreled science fun.
It's going to be so much fun, and we've done this many times, and we get loads of people that attend. It's for kids in grades K through 12. It's from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Indiana Center for the Life Sciences on Profile Parkway, and kids have all kinds of science-based activities. So here's what I hear, what I heard, that students can take their pulse with a marshmallow. They can learn about lava lamps. They can make a bouncy ball, all kinds of really cool stuff. So come on out to Ivy Tech and guaranteed good time and learn something new.
That's all free?
All free.
Oh, okay. Excellent.
All free.
If I decide to eat the marshmallow instead of take my blood pressure, is that okay?
You probably have that in the wrong order. But
that's what you and I will be doing when we're sitting in the lounge chairs watching everybody.
Now, talk about the three different admissions events you have going on.
Yeah, really great. You know, our staff and admissions have really created some great events for people to come out and learn about all our different programs that we have. On Friday, from 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock, this will actually be at the Waldron because we're going to talk about our Associate of Fine Arts programs, and we're going to have some of our art students there to show some of the art that they have created, and it's going to be part of the First Friday Gallery Walk. So I really encourage anybody out there that's interested in fine arts and completing a degree that can transfer, courses can transfer to IU, the Heron School of Art in Indianapolis. That takes place again Friday from 5 to 8. And then on next Thursday in the evening from 5:30 to 7 on our main campus, we're going to have all our academic programs available for you to come in and hear about them, see what it takes, what courses you need to take, meet the faculty, take a tour of the campus, and all of that. So that's next week on the 10th. And we have another event The 5th also, where we will be there as part of the manufacturing day.
Okay.
So that we can talk to people about all those degrees I talked about earlier. So lots of stuff going on for sure.
Now, I realize that the football team is still playing, but I'm
road
a little
games.
Concerned
a lot of road games.
That you are giving away tickets to an IU basketball game and ignoring yep. the Ivy Tech basketball team.
That's right. I'm sorry about that. But we were, we're trying to get students to register as early as they can. And so we have little incentives like tickets to an IU basketball game. And now we're also offering a $100 Kroger card. You know, if they get enrolled, we'll pull their name out of the hat and see if we got a good winner. It's important that students get registered early so they're prepared for classes when they start. They set their schedule so then if they have a job or they're going to take care of their kids, they can rearrange their life and their schedule accordingly and be 100% ready and prepared on that first day of classes. So that's why we do those things. It's supposed to create some buzz on campus, and it's a lot of fun.
Now, before we let you go, you got some lifelong learning. I have no idea in the world what KonMari is.
You know what? I have to be honest, I don't really know what it is.
What
either.
Is it?
So,
spell it.
It's KonMari. And right. You're having a class for it.
It's apparently how you can discover the life-changing magic of tidying up. So cleaning up.
Oh, I can't go to that.
Space.
Oh, it's like it's like Feng Shui's cousin?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, Keith, you should have taken this class.
Wait a second. I'm gonna sit in a room and you're going to tell me how to get organized?
That's exactly right.
No way. That can't happen. That's for women only, right?
The first thing you have to do is turn your house to face east.
Here's one for you.
You know how KonMari works at my house, Jenny. Hey, pick that KonMari up.
It's not calamari.
Lightly battered.
Okay.
What's on the menu this week, by the way?
We had Korean yesterday.
It was Korean yesterday.
It was incredible.
I'm going next week. So
I
we'll
was
see.
Late to the
it's
party.
Good. You had one more you wanted to mention?
One more lifelong learning class. It's on December 10th. It's International Holiday Dessert. So if anybody's out there wanting to think about, try to figure out a new dessert to serve family and friends over the holidays, this is the best class to come and take. So, call us and we'll tell you more about it.
Delicious.
Yep.
I love it. How was your Halloween?
My Halloween was great.
Did you
have candy still?
Did you pass out full-size candy bars? What did you pass out?
I passed out miniatures. But,
did you?
Hey, we had a blast.
I've gone back and forth on candy bars. The big ones I kind of like but the little ones you can have multiple flavors. You can have,
kinds.
Right. It's almost like when you're a kid and you made the suicide when you mixed all the drinks together. It's kind of the same.
When you were a kid, you were mixing alcohol together?
No. You go to the convenience store and then you mix all the pops together because you were 10 and had nothing else to do.
And it was a nice warm evening for the kids. It was really fun.
It was great. There were people everywhere.
Awesome.
So that was fun.
Yeah.
And hopefully everybody had a good time with that. Folks need more information. The easiest way to get it is
to call us at 812-332-1559. Just give us a call and we'll help you.
That rings right to Keith's desk. So
right.
We'll,
if I can find the phone, I got to get the KonMari going.
Marco.
Yeah, he needs the KonMari class to find his phone.
No, he doesn't. He needs a cleaning service. There's a difference in all of that. Jenny, great job as always. We appreciate your time. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
All right. Still Cubs. Thank you.